We still don't know the winner of Iraq's election 7 weeks ago. The former Prime Minister Ayad Alawi leads an electoral bloc that got two more seats than that of sitting Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki. But just as that result was to be confirmed, an Iraqi judge last week ordered a recount in Baghdad, which could erase Alawi's lead. In an interview with NPR, Ayad Alawi has threatened to reject the court's decision, which would throw Iraq's government formation even further into doubt. NPR's Quil Lawrence reports.
Ayad Alawi is an avuncular 65-year-old medical doctor whose smile is often compared to that of TV gangster Tony Soprano. In 1971, he left Saddam Hussein's Ba'ath Party for exile in London, a separation later confirmed when a man, presumed to be an Iraqi agent, attacked Alawi with an axe, nearly killing him. Alawi helped British and American spy services plot against Saddam in the 1990s. In 2004, the Americans appointed him interim prime minister. In a result that surprised many Iraqis, Alawi's bloc won 91 seats in the new parliament, giving him the first swing at trying to form a coalition.
We are the winners. We have won the elections. It is our constitutional duty to form the government.
His nearest rival, incumbent Nouri al-Maliki, won 89 seats, but immediately charged fraud. The recount decision last week gave Maliki a boost and a chance of pulling ahead of Alawi. But Ayad Alawi points out that he, as well as Iraq's Kurds, also disputed the vote in some other areas of the country.
If no counting is going to take place in other places that have been disputed, including what the Kurds have disputed, we are not going to acknowledge the results of the recount in Baghdad.
Alawi says it's not clear who will do the manual recount, and he's demanded proof that the two-month-old ballot boxes have not been tampered with. A spokesman for Maliki's bloc said simply that the recount has been ordered by a court of law and that Alawi should also restrict his actions to the legal process. But Alawi has even suggested that the entire election may need to be redone. As for fears of instability while Iraq waits to form a new government, Alawi says it's already here.
The talk on law and order is false. The talk about security is false. The innocent Iraqi blood is being shed every single day in the streets of Iraq.
The extra delay may well push the new government's start date past September 1st, when 45,000 U.S. troops will have left Iraq, making it more difficult for the U.S. to intervene if sectarian violence ramps up again. Alawi claims his candidacy represents a step past sectarianism in Iraq. Despite the fact that he's a secular Shiite, it was mostly Sunni voters that put him in the lead position.
I hope that we are departing the scene of sectarianism. It's obvious that certain quarters, including Al-Qaeda, are not wanting to see this happening. They want to drive a wedge between the various sects of Iraq, but I don't think they will be successful.
Regardless of the recount controversy, Alawi or Maliki needs much more than the two-seat margin of victory. To reach the magic number of 163 seats for a majority in the parliament, they'll need support from the other large blocs. Those Kurdish and religious Shiite parties are waiting to see which suitor will come knocking first, and then the bargaining will begin in earnest and at length. Quil Lawrence, NPR News.